Bat Look Cinema, the podcast.
Hello, my name is Zoe. It's spelled Z-O or Z to the O for those of you outside of the U.S. Welcome back, friends. This is a bonus episode 31 of Back to Cinema, the podcast, where we take a look back at the movies of yesteryear, especially the movies of the latter half of the last millennium. But today, we're going to be looking at a new movie, and that movie is Superman. If you liked what you're about to hear, then please tell your family, tell your friends, and tell that earnest young man in the red cape about Backlook Cinema. Now, I was excited about this movie when I heard that James Gunn was directing. And he's directed, in my opinion, some of the greatest movies that have been in the theater recently. So I'm talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, The Suicide Squad. He also directed some incredible TV shows such as Peacemaker and Creature Commandos. I feel like this man cannot miss. He has an admirable knowledge of the characters, and he knows how to bring these characters to the forefront. Especially obscure characters, like many of the characters that James Gunn has worked with, were characters that were like really in the background, like characters who don't normally have their own series, characters that nobody really talks about. He brought these characters and brought them to the forefront, and he made us care about them. He writes wonderful stories about them. And the thing about it is, I really feel strongly that it's the story that is paramount. Like most of the movies that we see, most of the movies that we hold dear, that have nothing to do with the superhero genre and have nothing to do with science fiction or fantasy. We're dealing with characters that, like, we have no prior history with. So you're dealing with characters like the character that Kevin Costner plays in Dances with Wolves. It's not like we had prior knowledge of this character before we saw him. But, you know, you go watch the movie, you deal with a wonderful story. You meet a whole bunch of characters that you've never experienced before. And it's a beautiful movie by the time you get to the ending credits. Or a lot of the movies that I talked about on my podcast, like a recent movie was Crimson Tide. And, you know, you're dealing with Captain Ramsey. And Captain Ramsey is an incredible character, a wonderful character. But it's not like you were reading novels about Captain Ramsey. This is just a character that you had no idea who this character was until he comes on screen, portrayed by Gene Hackman, and really commanding the screen with a fantastic story. So we're used to these things. We're used to watching characters that we don't have a prior history with and seeing them on the screen. And a recent example is Sinners. You have the Stackhouse Brothers. There's no prior history with the Stackhouse Brothers, and yet they've captured our imagination. So I'm just throwing out examples of obscure characters being brought to the forefront, or either obscure or brand new characters being brought to the forefront and having incredible stories told about them. So that's why I say the story is paramount. And while James Gunn specializes in characters who are obscure, when I heard that he was directing Superman, I imagine that dealing with the most famous superhero in history is going to be a treat. It's going to be like, if he can do what he's done with obscure characters, what is he going to do with the most famous superhero? And that's what I was excited to see. Superman stars David Cornersweat as Clark Kent, Superman Kal-El, Rachel Brosnahan Shannon as Lois Lane, Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor, and it is packed with other great actors and also some surprise cameos. There's one actor who has made a habit of doing a surprise cameo. Like when I saw his cameo on the film, I was like, what's his name? Right? Cause he appears so different. Like whenever he comes on screen to do his cameo, he really has a different look to him. So I wasn't sure it was him. And then when he got to the ending credits, it confirmed that that was the actor who I thought it was. But yeah, it's, there are some, cameos in also the voice acting. So if you look at the credits, you can see who did some of the voice acting on some of the characters. It was just delightful. All of the characters were really fantastic. All of the actors did a wonderful job. I just wanted to highlight the headlining actors in this movie. So I was also excited about this movie when I saw the first trailer. I think the first trailer was like, when Superman, he hits the Antarctic, he hits the snow, and he's approached by Krypto. He whistles for Krypto. Krypto comes and, Krypto rescues him. And then, you know, I was delighted by that first trailer. And then there was a second trailer that got me even more excited. And this is a trailer where Lois and Clark are speaking. Lois wants to interview Clark Kent as Superman. And then she starts to get him with these hard-hitting questions, and he's not prepared for it. And and that trailer is like, she's asking these questions, and he's getting upset because he has a clear vision of what he wants to achieve as Superman. He has clear goals and clear missions, but he doesn't know how to articulate these goals and these dreams. And Lois is frustrating him with these hard questions, and he doesn't know how to express his thoughts, and he's getting upset. And I love that, because I feel like that's a really good understanding of the character, especially like a younger version of the character. Like the older version, he would probably know how to answer these questions intelligently, but a younger version of Superman that's just starting out, you know, he's basically a kid, and he's really having a hard time articulating what he wants to do. And it's like the best that he can come out with is I want to do good, right? And I love that about the trailer that they showed us this. And that is what got me more excited about the trailer, more than what him flying around, more than showing some of the fight scene, more than showing some of the other superheroes that were going to be in this movie. It was showing Superman, his motivation, what drives him, what he wants to achieve, what he wants to accomplish, and then trying to explain it and not being able to. So that was another thing that I was excited about. And I went to saw the movie. I want to tell you, I had some very high expectations on the strength of what I know about James Gunn, on what I've seen that he's able to do. It's like going to see a Steven Spielberg movie. I'm really excited about the next Steven Spielberg movie that comes out, at least back in the 90s. Nowadays, I'm not as excited, but back in the 90s, when there was a new Steven Spielberg movie coming out, I would be super high, super excited, have high expectations. And this is how I feel about James Gunn today. So I'm not going to hold you too long. The short answer is this movie is a great movie. It was a fantastic movie. It had a great story. It had colorful characters. It was the movie that I hoped that it would be. It was a great movie. I had a wonderful time with this movie. If you are a fan of Superman, I recommend you see this movie. If you've ever read any of the comics, if you've seen any of the previous Superman movies, going all the way back to when Christopher Reeve first put on the tights, if you enjoy comic book movies of any type, I strongly recommend you go see this movie. This movie is fantastic. I call this Superman Impressions in the title, and this movie left an impression on me. So there are several factors that I wanted to kind of point out specifically. So I like that they're really bringing Superman into the modern world, more than the previous movies. So you have Superman dealing with social media and mainstream media, and that's very interesting. That's an aspect that I did not expect to see, and I should have expected it, because any movie about the modern era, they're going to have to incorporate the impact of social media. And it had a very smart story, I felt. I mean, I don't think it was overly complicated, but I felt that it was smart and it was enjoyable. And the actors really made the story come alive. The dialogue was snappy. It was all of the things that I like about movie storytelling. A lot of that was in this movie. And this movie really feels like you are reading a comic book. It has this comic book style of storytelling. It has comic book tropes. It has comic book. And I'm talking about not comic book movies. I'm talking about comic books, like reading a comic book. There are just certain elements in a comic book and comic book stories that are in this movie that I can't really specifically articulate. I think some of it has to do with the bright colors. There are a lot of bright colors in this movie. I know that in earlier comic book movie making, especially starting with like Batman or going up to like the X-Men or, you know, some of these earlier movies, they really try to ground it as much as possible in reality. And you even see that continue in Matt Reeves' The Batman. But in this movie, they're going whole hog on the fantasy of superheroes, the superhero-ness of it all, in the comic book of it all. And he throws that up on the screen and you feel like you are looking at a visual comic. Another thing that was interesting is that I had just recently watched a video about character arc. And in this movie, Superman has a flat character arc. And some people will look at something like that and say, well, his character didn't grow. He didn't change. And, you know, he didn't start in one spot and end up in a different spot. And Superman doesn't really end up in a different spot. He's essentially the same character at the beginning of the movie as he is at the end of the movie. But the thing about having a flat character arc is what makes it significant, what makes it good, is that the character doesn't change, but the character changes the world around him. He changes other characters. He changes the people around him. So Superman doesn't change, but he is so effective that he changes things around him. And that was wonderful to see on the screen. It's more obvious than I've seen in previous Superman movies, because in most Superman movies, Superman doesn't change. His character doesn't change. But I love how you see Superman change the world around him in this movie. It is, like I said, it's a very good movie. And I'll even go on to say that it is the best Superman movie since Superman 1 and Superman 2 that starred Christopher Reeves. Now, I don't want to separate Superman from Superman 2 because I do feel like they're like one movie. As I said, I had high hopes for James Gunn, high expectations, and he didn't let me down. I went to this theater at 1 p.m. I forgot the theater that I went to. It's a theater in Durham, North Carolina. But it was an AMC theater. It was very crowded. And when I was trying to buy tickets, I had a hard time. I was trying to buy tickets online. And when you buy your tickets online, one of the steps is that you select the seat because it's a assigned seating or reserved seating. You're trying to select the seats on the app, and I had a hard time selecting these seats. Every time I pressed on a seat that looked like it was empty, the app told me that I couldn't take that seat, so I had to select another seat. And it took a couple minutes before I was able to find a seat that the app would allow me to select. And thankfully, it wasn't like the closest seat to the seat. It wasn't the closest seats to the screen, because those were the only seats available. And that would have been, those are definitely the worst seats in the theater. And this was the IMAX theater too. So it's like, it would have been even worse. Like, imagine that your worst viewing experience and doing this in an IMAX theater would amplify how bad that is. So I got some fairly decent seats. And then there was a huge line getting into the theater. And I am presuming that most of these people were going in to see Superman, because my auditorium was absolutely filled. And then at the end of the movie, the audience applause. It was admittedly a soft applause, but I think the people really enjoyed this movie when they went in. and you'll want to stay until the very end of the credits. There's a scene in the middle of the credits that's added, and there is a post-credit scene at the very end of the movie. It's not essential for the story, but it's just kind of funny. I think that I've vomited all I needed to say about this movie. It was a fantastic movie, and I would encourage you to go see it. Thanks for listening to me and checking me out and hearing what I had to say about Superman, directed by James Gunn, 2025. I've been Zoe Richardson. Be safe. Share a movie from yesterday with your family. Hug your loved ones. And if you're going to be anything, be outstanding.